You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
Like, I can't tell how long
you can't tell time.
I don't know when you start.
Well, time after time,
you're lost.
Is how you tell time.
Who will find me?
Don't fuckle a shuckle.
Rest.
And hey, guys, we're back again.
See, you could have been recording for 5 minutes, and I wouldn't have noticed, so you gotta be the one to keep track.
No. You have to figure it out.
No.
It's a guessing game.
No.
That's your trainer challenge.
No.
Hey guys, we're back. We're Critical Hit. We're a Pokemon podcast. We primarily talk about the Pokemon TCG, if it still existed, but it doesn't in some parts of the town. But so we also talk about other Pokemon fandom-related stuff, like video games, news, animes, and butts.
Yeah, we do.
Anyways,
yeah,
I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
I'm Sam. You can find me on
Mash Mantha.
That's still wrong.
We never went back and listened to it.
No.
No.
To see what it was.
You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And I'm Britt. And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Spooky Vaporeon. That is spooky with an I and not a Y.
Also, an OnlyFans selling Jackson's
Stop.
Feet
and
Raptor's feet.
I hate both of you.
No, you don't.
So
you enjoyed my meme.
When you're actually gone, we remind people what your tag is, and we always like, and that's
spooky
with
an
eye.
Oh, this week.
If you listened to the episode, you would know.
I didn't though.
But
you know
you
what I've
don't
been doing?
Care about
working.
Okay, we don't care
to
what
live.
You we don't care what you do on the streets or the corner, Brittany. How's your week, Sam?
My week was good. I went into my classroom and spruced some stuff up and got rid of some emails, and it's been good.
Cool. This week I went into your classroom, added more emails, de-spruced some shit, took a shit.
Oh, that explains why the custodians were so mad at me.
Yeah. Tell them it's because I care. But no, and finally opened all my fucking Pokemon cards.
Yeah, so there's a video on our Instagram. It's the first time we've posted in a hot minute.
Yeah, we're really bad at it. Okay, it's just hard because like we're kind of just like bummed out because we can't buy cards. Like if they were easily accessible, I think we'd all be posting a lot more.
And all three of us have like very busy lives, so it's kind of hard to keep up with social media sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely days I don't even look at social media.
Yeah.
And then there's days where I spend 10 minutes photoshopping the background out of a piece of bread for a meme.
It was a good meme. It was a really good meme.
The
backstory behind that, if I can say it.
Yes.
So, whenever I get really drunk, I eat a lot of food. Like, I fucking die for food when I'm drunk. And I came over here one day, got fucked up. I ate like half of a loaf of like a long ass piece of like bread, like the baguettes or whatever they're called. Like I ate so much fucking bread. So Sam photoshopped
She slid that baguette right down her throat.
Yeah, I just deep throated the whole thing and swallowed it like a snake.
And she just kept saying how good it was.
Yeah, it was really good bread. It was super good.
So like I think it was like one of my cousins were sitting there. We were talking about Pokemon, right? And he was just like, "Oh, this is super dope." And like I opened like one of the shiny. And like as we're opening it, and we're like nerding out. Brittany's just like, "Guys, this bread is so fucking good."
It was really good bread.
Like interrupted like, the whole thing to announce how good the bread was.
It was good bread.
It was just store bought bread.
I made a meme of it involved Lil Nas X and getting drunk and just put a piece of bread in there and it was gold.
Did you see my GIF?
It made me very uncomfy. There's a reason why I didn't respond to it.
Scene. Red.
Well, that's what I need to do.
Right after that, Sam messages me, like, I think Brittany blocked us.
I said she's gonna block us.
I have the perfect, like, response to that. I will send it in the chat.
Anyways.
So, other than destroying my classroom, what did you do?
Nothing. So, open the cards, just worked. D&D band stuff, you know, just doing 1,000 things at once as usual. Yeah. Nothing new.
Nothing new.
How's your week, Brittany?
It was good.
Eat any bread?
No, not this week. Actually, no, I did because I had a sandwich from Zoop that had bread on it.
You also had some Lunchables.
I did have some Lunchables. Those are crackers. This isn't bread. But it was a good week.
That's what donuts. Working,
which is great. And also not great. I kind of want to die. Low-key, but it's good. It's fine. Life is fine.
Oh, shit. Talking about working. I don't know why this correlates, but did you guys hear that at the club at Fantasy? Some dude got punched once and fucking died?
I heard somebody died.
Yeah, I heard somebody
died
too.
Okay, straight up. So,
Fantasy is our strip club here in town.
Right. I used to be friends with the manager there. He knew Kirsten, which is one of my other friends who was with the tattoo shop at us. Anyways, him and I got super close and we became buddies. And so naturally that's how I know people from the club. Anyways, so
apparently you go there and fucking watch all the strippers, you know you do.
Actually, I've played on those poles before. No, straight up, when we go there, we go to the back where like they have the private room and we spin on the pole.
I've always wanted to get into like pole dancing because I feel like it would be really good exercise and
it'd
be fun.
Dude, it's really fucking hard. So that thing is greasy and it spins really fast. Ooh. Like I had Tanner hold onto it and I grabbed him and spun him around. And like, you know how like the tire swings used to make you go fast?
Yeah.
Multiply that by fucking 6.
I would die.
You would get straight up
everywhere.
But you will almost throw up. It's so much fun. Anyways, that's what we used to do, right? Like the girls are doing their thing and we're spinning around the pole. We're really immature. Anyway, I guess regardless, the point of the story is
somebody got punched and died.
Nice. Right. One punch man, like straight up. So this guy is calling this guy the N-word.
Ooh.
Straight up.
Wait, the guy that got punched is saying
yeah.
The N-word? Okay.
Straight up. And so this dude's like, cool, that's super, like, you need to stop. That's disrespectful, please stop. And the guy didn't stop, so he's just like, if you don't stop, I'm gonna punch you. Apparently, there are severe consequences by getting punched by this man, because he did punch him and died on the way to the hospital.
Wow.
Straight up, just boom, one punched man, this guy.
That man is a
died.
Fucking hero. I'm sorry, you don't go around saying that word
I'm like,
at all.
Fuck racist, like, I'm glad he died.
Dude, he like forever nap. He literally
forever
dropped
nap.
Him. So,
okay, let me rephrase. I'm not glad he died, but let's just say maybe he had it coming.
Yeah.
And I don't retract my statement about fuck races, because fuck races.
Dude, here's the thing. Be careful who you talk shit to. It literally, like, might be the last thing you say.
Or just, like, don't be a bad fucking person. Like,
it costs $0 not to be a dick.
Yeah,
well, first of all, it's like, why are you going to start a fight at a club? Like, granted, the guy could have shot.
Not just any club.
Right. Like, you could have been
club.
Shot. But like, here's the thing is, like, this man was more dangerous than a gun. Because he probably could have survived the bullet shot. He got fucking punched once and was
I
down.
I
want to
know,
count.
Like, where the guy got punched.
Did he, like, fall on something and hit his head on the way down? Like,
from my understanding, he just got hit really fucking hard.
Damn.
Wow.
Dude,
I wanna meet
this
man. This
guy
me
was
too.
Saitama. Like, he was doing all the crunches and sit ups and was like, let's see if this works.
Did
and
he
then,
get in trouble?
I think
I'm sure he did.
I think
well,
it might have been self-defense. Because here's the thing. If you're running at someone calling someone the N-word, threatening them.
You have every right to fucking die.
Also, I'm not. I would be a bad cop. Because like, if I found that out, I would have been like,
bummer, dude.
I didn't see shit.
I would have been like, careful. Like, careful with the fist bump, because obviously the guy just killed someone fist bumping someone with their face. But I would have been like, hey, start crying. Your feelings are hurt. And he tried to put his pee-pee in your butthole.
Oh my god, you can't say
and
that
on that
here.
News.
That's why I wouldn't
have
be a cop.
Other news.
That's why I'm not a cop.
So glad we learned this.
Anyways, moving on.
We have news.
Newts.
Pokemon news. Lots of TCG news.
Jesus Christ has left the chat. I'm sorry.
Tell us all about those nudes.
Sorry, I got distracted. I realized I pulled the only two gold cards in Shining Fates.
Oh my god.
Tonight.
Way to fucking flex.
Dude, what seriously.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Pokemon, despite being in like this ridiculous freaking card drought, has been enormously successful. They have increased the number of cards they've shipped just about twofold over the course of the pandemic.
Did you say shipped or shit?
Shipped.
Oh, okay. I was
like
they shit? What?
They shit. Okay, so now that Jake's gone. So, Pokemon has released their latest financial report revealing the company has shipped 3.7 billion Pokemon cards between March 2020 and March 2021.
Damn.
On average, they ship about 1.5 and 2 billion cards a year, which means that production...
Oh, yeah!
Can I get a... Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Trying to scare her. It didn't work.
Sorry.
I literally
that is a, that is
I know,
a
maybe
freaking
you were still, like...
natural reflex because of college.
Sorry.
It's a lot more awkward when I have fourth graders doing that same thing.
Oh no, you just like say it back to them?
No, I say no.
No.
Like, no, you cannot.
No, you are a baby.
You are
do
a
not.
Child. So normally they ship in between 1.5 and 2 billion cards a year. But this year it was 3.7 billion. Which means that production has increased somewhere between 190% and 250% over the course of the pandemic.
Thank you.
This makes it by far the largest year in recent history. Thank you.
Chucky milk time.
Chucky milk.
For everybody at home who wants to know.
So here are the totals for how many cards have shipped since the creation of Pokemon, more specifically since they've tried keeping track. Most likely that these are guesstimates, not 100% accurate because billions of cards flying through the air every year. You don't know. So for March 2021, total number of cards that they've shipped since they've started keeping track, over 34.1 billion cards worldwide in 13 different languages in 77 different areas.
Damn.
Yeah. March 2020, over 30.4 billion cards worldwide in 13 languages, 77 areas. September 2019, 28.8 billion. March 2019, 27.2 billion cards worldwide in 12 languages in 77 areas.
Oh my god.
And we're just going to skip a whole bunch and go all the way back to 2014. And for the years between 2014 and 2016, they said on average about 21.5 billion cards. They weren't really keeping track too much then. So, ballpark area, and between 2004 and 2010, 14 billion cards worldwide into 30 to 40 countries. So it's really interesting just seeing how much Pokemon's grown. And even despite card shortages, pandemic craziness, yada, 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 everything that we've seen and we've talked about, production itself is still increasing, and it has increased by a ridiculous amount. 3 billion of anything is
a lot.
A lot.
It's 3 billion bees attacking you all at once. You would die. You'd have no chance. Death.
300 pennies falling from the sky. You would die.
Off the Empire State Building, like hail, but worse.
Also, in the update, I asked the lady who was trying to buy cards yesterday for last week for $500. She looked at my offer for $501 and didn't say anything, so I offered her a $502. Don't fucking scalp.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, so hopefully this means that production will continue to increase. That's the main thing that I can see from these numbers. Production will continue to increase, popularity will continue to increase, and hopefully Pokemon will ramp this stuff up and we'll start seeing hopefully some things go back to normal.
Hopefully. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some sense of hope for humanity in life.
Yeah. Speaking of hope for humanity, has nothing to do with that, but dragons are coming back.
The dragons.
Dragons. Dragons are coming back to the TCG, which is super exciting. Creatures has officially revealed S7R, Skystream, and S7D, Towering Perfection. We've talked about these sets before. They're going to release on July 9th. Each set will feature 67 cards before Secret Rares. The sets should become a part of our August set, Evolving Skies. Both sets will feature the return of Dragon-type Pokemon. They've been absent in the TCG since the start of Sword and Shield.
Thanks, Sword and Shield.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Dragon Pokemon will have no weakness or resistance, which is...
bullshit.
Part of the reason why fairy types existed in the first place Yuck. Was to give dragons a nerf.
Thanks, Pokemon Company.
No weaknesses or resistance. They'll have a new claw scratch in the top right corner of the card, which distinguishes their card template from all other types. Each dragon Pokemon will continue to use energy requirements that roughly match the color scheme of the individual Pokemon. So, like Rayquaza would use grass and lightning. And Dragonite, it shows using water. But while Creatures has never stated dragon Pokemon were dead, fairy types have officially been killed. And we definitely saw that with Sylveon becoming a psychic type. And a lot of those fairy types going either back to colorless or changing to psychic.
Steady spaghetti.
These sets will not be sold at Pokemon Center stores. They will only be available through its online store via a special lottery. So I have posted some pictures on our chat to show just some of the big ones. We have Duraludon and Duraludon VMAX, Rayquaza, Rayquaza VMAX, Noivern, Dragonite, and then two of my favorite dragons, Flapple and Appleton. And so looking at these cards, Dragonite looks really cool. Mid-move, mid-punch, definitely showing the not-as-derpy, goofy side of Dragonite. I'm a little disappointed in Rayquaza VMAX, if I'm going to be 100% honest. But
I don't like Rayquaza's, like, design whatsoever. I feel like he needs, like, a full set of teeth, and he looks like he would give you, like, a gummy, like, I shouldn't say it like that, but he has, like...
gummy!
What are you trying to say?
No, buddy? Nothing. I'm just saying he looks like somebody's grandma, okay? Like, he needs... some teepers.
Looks like my dog that had her teeth pulled, and when she's mad at you, when she tries to bite you, she just gums you to death. So the Noivern looks really cool.
I'm excited for the Noivern. That's definitely like one of my favorites to play as or play with in Sword and Shield too.
Yeah. But there are different versions of the Duraludon, and the Rayquaza. For every 10 booster packs of Skystream and Towering Perfection purchased, players will receive a promo booster pack containing one of 5 stamp promos. Rayquaza V and Duraludon V have alternate artwork. The other ones are cards like Turtonator and Altaria, and I think I forgot the other one. But it's cool seeing Turtonator as a dragon type. I know usually he's a fire type, and Jake absolutely just loved Turtonator when I played his that card.
Turtonator.
Remember, 10 HP at a time.
Goddamn, that fucking pissed me off. Dude, was that when you were at the shop?
No, that wasn't. That was when I was at your house.
Oh, yeah. What was it? So, okay, sorry, story time. One time, you guys might have remembered this because we streamed it. One time, Sam came over to the shop and we were playing because she's going to get tattooed. And we thought it was going to be a quick game, but I think we ended up playing for like an hour and a half.
Jesus.
Not doing shit to each other. That I think we ended up just giving up, right?
Yeah, because Alexa was starting to get a little irritated and we weren't getting anywhere. And literally, it was like neither one of us were drawing energies. I had enough energy to power up a 1 fire type energy move from my Turtonator, which did 10 damage. And he didn't have enough energy to power up his Pikachu and Zekrom, which would have absolutely destroyed me. And so literally it was 10 HP at a time. 10 Jesus. HP at a time.
It's painful.
It was the most painful game. With the exception of when you did this exact same thing with your Togedemaru.
Right.
Yeah. So I have nightmares about Togedemaru.
Oh, no.
It was super poopy no-no.
It's like so traumatic that it just haunts you in your dreams.
Gosh, it was such bullshit. My God, at least just fucking kill me. Chip away.
So, Cody, who's my missionary friend from Japan, says he might know a guy that can get us a bunch of Eevee hero stuff.
Please. I would be surprised because they're still on that lottery for that set. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't pre-order. You have to get your name drawn in a lottery in order to pre-order.
Really?
Yeah. I'm wondering if things will change once it's actually out.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But
He's gonna see what he can do for us.
That would be pretty neato.
But anywho.
Anywho.
Moving on.
Yeah. Speaking of new sets, we have a new set coming out this month, and that is Chilling Rain.
Yeet.
Fuck yeah!
So excited.
Which is actually available for pre-order, which I think I might do now.
Good so, luck. As of this recording, as of Friday evening at 11:03 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Really? Wow.
There is a larger, exclusive Chilling Rain ETB on the Pokemon Center website available for pre-order. The official Pokemon Center website now lists 2 exclusive versions of the Chilling Rain ETB for pre-order. Unlike the normal versions, they will come with metal damage counter dice instead of acrylic, a metal coin instead of the plastic coins, and 2 additional Chilling Rain booster packs for a total of 10 as opposed to 8. They cost $49.99 a piece, which is $10 more than the normal versions. The wonderful thing I love to see about this is that there is a purchase limit of 10 per customer. Perhaps we'll see more of these Pokemon Center Elite Trainer boxes for future sets. I would be super interested in seeing it. If you do decide to pre-order, if there are any left as to when this podcast comes out, the wonderful thing is they will not charge your card until they ship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it'll still be like this month, but if you have a paycheck like the end of next week, still take that opportunity to pre-order. They're roughly $50 a piece.
Yeah.
Shadow Rider's the ghost type for them, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I pre-ordered and with tax it was $52 and change.
Oh yeah, these are the ones with the Calyrex, huh?
Yes, these are the Ice Rider Calyrex and the Shadow Rider Calyrex. So
which one did you get?
I pre-ordered both. I got a big ol' stinking bonus at the end of this year.
Congrats, dude.
Thanks. I've been putting most of it away, but I am splurging on a couple of things. One is Pokemon cards, the other is a conducting baton.
Thanks.
Yep.
Ooh, it's going to have like a little like malice ball on it so you could...
No, I was going to get one that actually looked like a lightsaber, but they don't make those as professional batons.
Okay, I have a super cool idea for your teaching. So you get one with a mace ball on the end of it, and when you hit a button, it falls down, and there's a chain, and you could whack.
Yes, let me just whack my children.
Kill people.
Again, in Colorado, corporal punishment is legal.
Extremely is frowned upon.
Yes. in that list of corporal punishment, now don't get...
No, that's a violation of the Eighth Amendment, though.
States are also allowed to have their own laws. Here's the crazy thing. In the Colorado corporal punishment, they listed branding as one of the forms of punishment. Now, don't get me wrong. This could be like an outdated thing that's obviously like, you know, in Florida, it's illegal to shower naked. Like, it's illegal to shower naked in Florida. You're like not allowed to do it in your own home.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Look it up.
But apparently, branding's one of them. I'm not saying you should, but...
It's an option.
It's cool. Don't like, it just looks cool, because then you could just be like, hey, Jimmy, shut your fucking mouth. Hits the button, ball drops. And they're like, you're like, yeah. I will yeet you into seventh grade. And when I say seventh grade, meaning you won't be alive.
Did you just look up the Florida thing?
No.
You just looked concerned, and I thought maybe you did.
No, I was just thinking.
Yeah, so hopefully these boxes will still be available as of the release of this podcast, but yeah. Get yourself some Chilling Rain. You'll actually be able to order it.
Yeet.
I might do that now.
Moving on with Chilling Rain, the Chilling Rain ban list has been announced.
Yay.
Yay. Pokemon Company International has released its quarterly ban list for Chilling Rain. No additional cards were banned from Standard or Expanded, so that's good. However, the company clarified information on what constitutes a rule box Pokemon. Starting with the Sword and Shield Battle Styles expansion, the term rule box was introduced to the Pokemon TCG. Are you okay?
I stopped breathing.
Nice. Can you wait to die until after we're done recording, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I won't be an inconvenience again.
Thanks.
How dare you?
How dare I die? Die on your own time.
Yeah, you're at work here? You are stealing from the company's time.
I didn't know this was fucking Amazon.
You are a slave to the podcast. I'm sorry.
A Pokemon with a rule box refers to any Pokemon that has a text box that says the word rule.
Wow.
I wish I was freaking kidding. Such as V rule or tag team rule. This will also apply to any potential future Pokemon that may have new rules that don't exist currently. As of right now, here is the list of Pokemon that are considered to have a rule box. Pokemon V, Pokemon VMAX, Pokemon GX, Prism Starred Pokemon, Tag Team Pokemon, Pokemon EX, Mega Evolution Pokemon, and Pokemon Break. So, does this do anything? Probably not.
Yeah, I was like...
It seems like it's a very, very minute rule and more of a clarification of, like, this says rule in it. But, if you are super into the competitive TCG, this is something you gotta keep up on.
Yeah.
So... Some interesting news, some good, some bad. Curious to what you two think about it more than anything else. Target selling cards again.
Yay!
Is it yay, though?
Yeah.
Okay, here's... Why is my card empty? Violence. Alright, so here's the thing.
More violence.
I don't think...
That's what I'm worried about.
so they
just because you woke up and chose violence, Brittany.
Every day.
So like,
day,
I know they have these new rules that are gonna like keep scalpers from doing that. But here's the thing: is they're just going to adapt, right? Scalpers are like cockroaches and insects and vermin. The issue is as knowing as they are absolutely like. They're able to, I guess, the word I'm looking for is advert to like whatever environment they're in.
Adapt.
Yes, thank you.
Advert. I just think of like an advertisement.
Right. Anyways, they're able to adapt to whatever environment they're in, right? So meaning if the rules are you only can buy 2 items a day, they're going to adapt to that. They're going to figure out a way around the system. They're going to be able to work it. So meaning having their kids buy something as they check out with them. Asking their friends, their family members, coming multiple times a day during shift changes, they're going to pick up on these things and change that, right? Paying off employees to set stuff aside for them. These are, they're savages. Like they're fucking monsters. So I don't think this is not going to fix the problem. I think what it's going to do is it's going to make an already existing problem just revert back to where it was at. And meaning fans are just going to have to try to keep up with the adaption of these scalpers. Because here's the thing. They don't fucking work. This is their job.
Mm-hmm.
So
they can be there when they need to be.
Right.
I definitely completely agree. So, Targets have made the announcement that starting the week of June 1st, 2021, which we are currently in, Pokemon trading cards can be sold 7 days per week and will have a limit of 2 items per guest per day. But unless you have somebody watching those cards for the entirety of the store being open, you're still going to have people exploit the system as best they can. I was telling you before we even recorded, they could go in the beginning of the day and they can go right before they close. And guess what? Those are two totally different staffs.
Right.
Because Target is open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night.
They're open at 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
Holy shit, those poor people.
Yeah, so there's very, very, very few people who stay an entire shift. Probably none at all, because that's 15 hours.
It's not legal.
Sorry, we order Chilling Rains through you?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope, it's on the website only.
All right.
Yep.
I was just going to say I'd rather do it through you so that way you get credit for it, but you know, nice. Fuck it.
So, 15-hour shifts aren't a thing. And so, you're going to have a completely different staff at 10 p.m. than you are at 7 a.m. Somebody goes at 7, they can go in at 9:59, get what they need, and then they get 4 items per day instead of 2. They can have their kids come with them and check out separately. It is the summertime. Spouses, parents. When the one time I went to Target to go do the whole line thing, somebody had sent his mother to go in his place because he had something else to do.
Yeah, it's... Here's the thing. I think one thing that would help is it would make it harder, but like having the merchandiser or whatever who's responsible for it do it in 3 waves: morning, afternoon, evening. That will kind of help enough, but I don't think it's gonna be a while. Like, here's the thing: concerts are coming back, movies and stuff are coming back. Eventually it will fix itself, but right now
we're not back enough. There are still too many places that are not 100% back. And I think right now people saw money in it, and they're going to, as long as they're going to continue to see money, they're going to continue to do this. And so I'm pre-ordered. I am not thrilled to death about this. Am I glad that they're going back to 7 days a week? Yes. But that still, I feel like that doesn't solve the problem. and in fact give scalpers more of an opportunity. And that's just me. If you agree with Target going back to 7 days a week, talk to us. Tell us why. If you don't agree, or if you agree with us, we would love to hear you guys. You can reach out to us on our Instagram. Chances are someone will respond. One of us will definitely respond within like 24 hours for sure. So, curious to what the listeners think. I'm curious to what a bunch of people think. Because Brittany's okay with choosing violence.
Always.
Always.
The first option.
Jake is not thrilled to death, and neither am I. But there's lots of different opinions, and we'd love to hear them.
In all seriousness, like, it's not okay, because, like, we don't know if this is going to happen again or not. Regardless, like, I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. I'm excited, but I'm also not.
I like the thing that Meyer, a store in the Midwest, did for a while, is they had them locked up behind the electronics counter. To where, yeah, you could still get them, but it's much more of a pain in the butt. And chances are, those people who work electronics are going to be able to tell if you have been there earlier in the day or not.
Yeah.
So, it's a much smaller group of people to keep track of. It's another step to show, do you really want this, or are you just doing it because it's...
being a piece of shit.
Easy money, yo.
Easy money, yo.
Yo. And so, I don't know. This ain't it, Target. This ain't it. So, yeah, we're going to move on, though, because we have lots and lots and lots of other news. So, this is really interesting. A long time ago, we talked about this special promotion card going out through the Pokemon Center called Special Delivery Pikachu. And it is a Sword and Shield promo that you got whenever you ordered $20 worth of merchandise from the Pokemon Center. And they would just throw this card in there for free, and then you'd get it, and it'd be awesome. And it's a cute little card. It's like Pikachu and his little mailman's outfit, and then with a hollow background with like the world, like, you know, where it just has the latitude and longitude lines and that's it. But it was a super cute card. They did not print a lot of those, and they went very quickly.
Really?
Oh yeah. And they sold for a lot of money, this $20 card, which in reality wasn't even 20 bucks. Quickly became worth about $200. Later on, Pokemon Company announced that they would be doing something very similar with a special delivery Charizard. That Charizard still hasn't come out yet, and there's lots of reasons for why people think it hasn't come out yet. Lots of people think it's due to scalping. Lots of people think it's due to the pandemic. Different ideas floating around. However, two of these copies actually released. They got leaked, they got revealed. I don't want to know what you're doing. No.
Anyways, they got leaked.
Holy shit. Why does that exist?
It's on Etsy. $65.
That's so expensive.
I know, it's only 3D printed.
It's 3D printed.
Or you can pay in 4 installments of $16.25.
That's disgusting.
Select size. Large is 75.
So,
it's done.
A special delivery Charizard promo was officially released by the Pokemon Company last November. Revealed, not released. But news about its release never surfaced. Most of us assumed that it would be released as a freebie with Pokemon Center purchases, just like Special Delivery Pikachu. Two copies of the card were just posted to Mercari, a marketplace website. The cards were confirmed as legitimate. We can also confirm that the cards were accidentally sent out via shipments from the U.S. Pokemon Center store. The copies above were not the only copies released. Limited reports have also been received of accidental shipments last month. Consequently, this may indicate that the card is coming soon. Or an employee just finally snapped and said, fuck it, and let all the Charizards free.
Probably.
The news, of course, means that the promo has already been printed. It's now in the hands of Pokemon Center distributing. This doesn't come as a shock since the card was revealed 7 months ago.
Fuck.
It's clear the card was purposely withheld since its promo number is 75 and we're already on 121. And its copyright year is 2020. Pokemon doesn't reveal cards they don't intend to release. Special Delivery Pikachu was extremely popular, so Charizard may have been withheld due to the ongoing scalping situation. We just don't know. But that card, those two cards that surfaced on Mercari, went for nearly $1,000. Stop it. I don't like this. Why? Why is it crocheted? Why is he sad?
Wait, what?
Why is he not sad?
I'm closing this show.
Make it go away!
Okay. So.
Why does it have a long dick?
Can we stop?
Sorry.
So, Special Delivery Charizard, $1,000 card. Do you think it's going to stay at $1,000 or do you think it's going to go down? When do you think that they're going to release it?
So
get your eyes off of that phone. That's why I'm asking you questions.
No. So, okay. So, I found some really disturbing things. So, I think it will go down, right? However, if scalpers or inside traders or whatever happen to control the market of these cards, like, for example, like Jake Paul.
Logan Paul.
Like Logan Paul, you know, like how he basically owns like, what, 80% of base set, and he was able to manipulate and control the market the way he wanted to, right?
Yeah.
If scalpers and or inside traders, which if you were doing this, not to be telling Gatekeeper, are you really a fan? You kind of fucking suck. Maybe watch some Pokemon anime and know the true meaning of Pokemon.
Friendship is magic.
Magic. So if they decide to do that, and they're able to control the market and only release cards as people are buying it for a crazy, ridiculous amount, yes, if anything, I could see them increasing in dollar amounts. However, if this does not happen and they do release when they're supposed to, those cards are going to drop exponentially. And I think like they'll remain somewhat expensive only through popularity, but nowhere near the way they are now.
That's totally fair. Don't.
I had to see it, so you had to see it too.
You know what? How about we turn our phones over?
I don't want to play Diamond or Pearl anymore.
Yeah. Put your phones down. We're done with them.
Brittany, I canceled my pre-order.
Did you actually?
I'm doing it now.
He's Why? Going to. Because of what you did to Dawn.
Which did you guys pre-order?
Yeah.
Who pre-ordered what?
I pre-ordered all three games.
Oh, I did.
I pre-ordered Legends of Arceus, Arceus. They say Arceus on the GameStop TV.
They said Arceus in the Pokemon Direct, so yeah. I'm going with Nintendo on this one.
Either one.
Anyways.
And I pre-ordered Diamond, but not Pearl. I said I was going to get both, and I probably will eventually, but I don't know.
I'll play Diamond first, and then I'll play Pearl or exploit my friends to trade to get the others. Sam, I'm talking about you. I'm going to explain.
We've definitely tried this in the past, and you're the one that hasn't gone through on that deal. Just so you're aware.
I know.
Okay.
I'm fully aware. I will send you a nice crocheted gift.
I don't want it.
As an apology.
I don't want it. At all. Not at all, sir.
Make a hat for her dog.
No. Anywho, next up, Pokemon is doing a reprint of Sun and Moon base set, which leads me to a couple of different ideas. I'm kind of confused because Sun and Moon Base was never really like a big, super popular set. It didn't have very many like big chase cards because it was before tag teams happened. But it was also the introduction of the Rainbow Rare, so that was kind of cool. And as far as I'm aware, put those phones down.
I'm listening.
Both of you.
No, I'm actually doing work.
As far as I'm aware, it's also not a super heavily scalped set. The fact that we're seeing this set in the first partner packs kind of shows me that they already have quite a bit left over if they're putting it in new products. So, interesting set choice, but hopefully that this means that they'll reprint all the sets in the future, not just the super heavily scalped ones. And, you know, that gives me hope for the Pokemon Company. Yeah.
Cool. So, hey guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick. We're going to go ahead and drop some deuces, drink some chocolate milk, and get totally fucking shit-faced.
What?
Just kidding. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Don't fuck with a shuckle.
Rest. Rest. Okay, we're back. We have more news, so put the phone down.
We all took massive fucking shits. We even did a double-decker.
I'm looking at the news.
Put the phone down.
So Brittany was...
Show me the news.
Brittany was pooping in the tank.
Show me the news.
Sam was on the toilet, and then, like, I aimed in between, and we all pooped all at the
Stop,
same time.
Jake.
It was fucking nuts. We were supposed to record it, but then Brittany's phone died, and...
My phone is about to die.
Shit literally happened. Anyways, what else do we got going on in news?
More Chilling Rain news. The promos for the build and battle boxes have been released. They look super cool as usual. If you guys don't know what the build and battle boxes are, this is with the 45 card pre-made deck, four packs, and then the special promo card in the front with the set stamp on it. These promos will be obtainable in the Chilling Rain build and battle boxes. Retailers are allowed to sell these Chilling Rain build and battle boxes officially without any pre-release event. So normally you would pay $25, have a pre-release event, do a little tournament, and then you'd get the box and like two extra packs for $25. But most shops now are just selling them for their MSRP $20, and there's no event going on.
They look really cool.
Yeah, the promos we have are Cinderace, with a Crisis Power ability, Regulation Mark E. Inteleon, with a Quick Shooting ability, Regulation Mark E. Cresselia, with a Crescent Glow attack, Regulation Mark E. And Passimian, which has a Throwing Coach ability, Regulation Mark E.
I like the art for the Cinderace one.
Me too.
I really like the Cresselia. But I like Cresselia, like, in general. These boxes will be available through your local participating Pokemon TCG retailer starting Saturday, June 5th. So get your hands on some of these boxes. The promos are super cool.
Wait, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, that is technically tomorrow. It'll be today in 28 minutes.
So we're not going to get any.
No. These don't release in stores. It's just sprinklers.
Oh, Jesus.
These don't release in like stores like Walmart, Target, GameStop. These only generally, well, maybe GameStop sometimes.
Are you guys getting them?
I doubt it. I don't know.
I've only seen older ones at GameStop. Like the most recent one I've seen is like Rebel Clash.
Okay.
But usually local game stores have them. Whether or not ours will actually get them is a question that remains to be answered, but that's where you're normally going to find them.
Bummer.
Yeah. But as always, these promos are super neato.
Neato burrito.
Neato burrito.
Neato as a burrito.
You ruined it, Jake.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
See, if things can't get ruined, then you can't appreciate it.
How dare you leave that fucking ancient artifact on the ground like that? Unforgivable.
Okay. So, Chilling Rain, as we know, is coming out later this month, June 18th. We finally have a full set list, including full arts, including secret rares. And 55 cards are getting cut from Chilling Rain. Our English set is a combination of cards from S5A, Matchless Fighters, and S6, Silver Lance, and Jet Black Spirit. We knew it was going to happen, but 55 cards have been cut from our English set. Most of them are commons, uncommons, regular rares.
Yeah.
But some of those include Arctovish V, Dracozolt V, and Dracozolt V Max.
You think they're just getting moved over to a different set?
Yeah. This is how they usually do. We also aren't getting the special promos of the Sandaconda V, which is sleeping on the ground in front of the heater, and the Celebi V going through the forest.
We're not getting those?
Not in this set.
What the fuck?
However, we're still getting a ridiculous amount of full arts and better.
Right. We're getting 16 V full arts, 13 full art trainers, 8 rainbow Pokemon, 12 rainbow trainers. Honey is going to be missing.
I need my MILF.
12, your regular full art
trainer. 12 gold cards, 3 gold Pokemon, 3 gold energies, and 13 alternate arts. No regular foil cards were cut from our English set. Only non-holo cards. This means that we're going to be getting a bunch of regular filler cards in a future set, which will probably make the other set a little bit bigger. This also means one of our upcoming sets is going to be a mismatch set. 55 cards don't have anything in common with the other than they're largely unavailable from a competitive standpoint. Our next English set is Evolving Skies in August, which will clearly be a combination of cards from Japan's upcoming set Skystream and Towering Perfection. That's what she said. We don't know for sure what will happen with Eevee Heroes, but it'll most likely be folded into one of these two sets because of the evolving name in it. I kind of really wish that they would just do Eevee Heroes as its own set, break the rules a little bit and do it. But I think you said last week, that's probably not going to happen. It breaks my heart because I just want it. Just give me what I want.
Right.
Anyways. The Italian Gengar VMAX decks and the promo starter VMAXs may be thrown in two since they were released at the same time as Eevee Heroes. This would form a near 200 card set, which is pretty big. Then, since the 55 cut cards aren't urgent to release, they'll probably be saved for our November set. This could be our mismatch set. The selling point of this would be the new V Union mechanic. We would likely get the first V Union set from Japan in September, offering at least 70 new cards, which could form the core of our November set, like Japan's Shocking Bolt Tackle from last September, which become part of November's Vivid Voltage. This English set could also add the cards from Japan's upcoming V-Union boxes and the second family box set together, offer roughly 50 new cards. All this would form a 200-plus card set for November. Of course, this is clearly just speculation. As Pokemon's gotten more popular, though, I wouldn't be surprised if they're making these massive sets with, a bunch of these, promotional boxes, because Pokemon is hotter than titties right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Straight up.
We saw the last truly massive set we saw was Sun and Moon Cosmic Eclipse, which had 236 cards, I believe, before Secret Rares. And by the looks of it, it seems like the Pokemon Company is intent on maybe breaking that record, which is both good and bad. It makes collecting sets very difficult, but, it always provides a fun chase, and whenever you get those packs, it's definitely there is something I need. So,
and when we say chase, when you have the ability to actually chase it.
Yeah. Yep. So, for sure, we're starting to see these really, really big sets, and I was kind of hoping that Pokemon would stay away from it, just to make things a little bit easier on the collector, but you know, it is what it is. Big sets always do have their appeals as well, and so just curious to see how it's going to go. Chilling Rain's set to be our biggest yet so far in the Sword and Shield era, but it sounds like with those 55 that they did cut, one set's just going to be massive, unless they split them like 20 and 20 or whatever. 25 and 25.
That's a lot of cards to remove from the set. Like, that is a lot.
It is, and the fact of the matter is it's not, like, it's not the pretty or the collector's cards. It's like commons, uncommons, regular rares for the most part. It's just going to be stuff that isn't too good for competitive. It isn't a big chase card. And unless you're a completionist, you're not really going to miss those cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh well. I'm curious to see where they'll put them. But Chilling Rain's coming and it's coming fast.
I'm hoping I can get some because I definitely did not pre-order any and I cannot right now. So.
No, I feel you.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If not, it's not a big deal to me.
If you were to pre-order one, which one would it be?
Ghosty Boy or Icy Boy?
Not the Icy Boy, for sure. Just the Ghosty Boy. Because that's what I picked in Swords. Just Shadow Rider. Kelly Rex.
Yep.
Kelly Rex.
So.
Kelly Rex, your mom.
We have news about the 25th anniversary set. Yeet. So before now, it wasn't even confirmed we were even getting a 25th anniversary set. It was kind of assumed because it is the 25th anniversary and it's a big deal. But there was nothing like saying, yes, you're getting one. Until now. We have a massive list of products and some descriptions of what this 25th anniversary set is going to be. We don't exactly know what's in it yet, but at least we know it exists and what's coming out. We now have more details about the upcoming 25th anniversary set. Each 25th anniversary product will feature mini booster packs. Ooh. These are not smaller in size, they are smaller in quantity.
I'm upset. If I don't get a card that's like this fucking big, I'm going to be sad.
You're gonna be sad. Each of these products will come with four cards. Each of these mini booster packs will come with four cards. Furthermore, every 25th anniversary product will come with normal booster packs as well. These are presumably from regular sets, although we can't be certain at this time. Since only the mini packs use a 25th anniversary label, it seems whatever special cards we're getting will only be found within the mini packs. This also implies the 25th anniversary set will be relatively small. The following is a preliminary list of 25th anniversary products we've received. Like all special sets, the booster packs will only be found within these promo products. There will be a few more products released that aren't listed, such as a premium collection. But before we start talking about this is all speculation, this is all me, there's no confirmation.
Before Sam says anything, Brittany, let's take everything she says as absolute fact without speculation and believe it 100%. Continue.
Okay, I can agree with that.
I think this would be super cool if this was our Eevee Hero set.
I'm pretty sure you're right. It will be our Eevee Hero
set. Stop. This is just me guessing. Because it's a small set, four cards per pack, kind of like the Detective Pikachu. Detective Pikachu was really small. I would not be surprised if this could also be our Eevee Heroes.
It's going to be our Eevee Heroes.
I think it is too.
I don't know. I just hope so, because that'd be cool.
You guys heard it first. Eevee Heroes is the 25th anniversary set. Came from Sam's mouth.
No, I just think it'd be super cool.
Sam the all-knowing.
Okay, so here's what we have going on. 25th anniversary giant figure collection. That comes with 9 25th anniversary mini booster packs, 3 normal booster packs, 1 V promo, 1 V max promo, and a giant Pikachu figure.
Does he have dummy thick cheeks?
I do not know. Probably not. Because it's a game made for children.
I'm so... Okay, this is going to be weird, but I thought those, like, thick cards were actually kind of cute.
They are.
In a weird way.
Oh, hey, did you see Blastoise?
I did not. But the Pikachu. Look at Blastoise. The Pikachu was kind of cute because you were just like, aw.
Look at Blastoise and Venusaur right now. Look me in the eyes and tell me that's cute. Right now, I'll wait.
I'm going back. Gotta get past everything else.
Wait.
I'll wait. Tell me that's cute.
Dude.
That's hilarious.
No, tell me it's cute. Now look at Blastoise. Look at
the move. The move is Soggy Bottom. I hate that.
Look at Blastoise.
And then Pikachu has a move. The Thunder Cheeks and Booty Clap.
Ooh, Charizard, he's got cheeks of steel.
Blazing buns.
He's he is proud. He's like,
Venusaur has a move called Solar Hole.
Wait.
I hate it.
Hydro Dunk?
Okay, we're moving on.
Hold on, can I read the move real quick?
No. No. No.
It's got actually pretty good stats.
No. Jake, it is 15 minutes till midnight. We still have to keep going.
Just 40 plus damage, though.
Who cares?
I'm getting that card for my set.
Do it. Okay, we also have a 25th anniversary Pikachu V box. It comes with 4 mini booster packs, 2 normal booster packs, 1 Pikachu V promo, and 1 Pikachu V jumbo. We have the 25th anniversary Elite Trainer box, which comes with 10 mini boosters, 5 regular boosters, a special promo card, which we don't know yet, and the usual contents of an Elite Trainer box. So sleeves, dice, damage counters, little dividers, all that fun stuff.
I'm excited.
We also have the 25th anniversary collector's chest tin, which is like the lunchbox. Comes with 6 mini boosters, 2 regular boosters, 3 promo cards, sticker, notepad, and a mini portfolio. We have the 25th anniversary Pokemon pin boxes. We don't know how many there are. It could be just one, could be several. We have no clue. But they come with 4 mini boosters, 2 regular boosters, 2 promo cards, and 1 pin. Then we have the 25th anniversary mini tins, which are 2 mini boosters, 1 regular booster pack, and 1 metallic coin. Those are like those little metallic pill looking things.
Right.
As usual, these product details are preliminary and subject to change. What do you think we're going to be getting in these 4 card packs? I told you my ideas about potentially Eevee heroes. It could also be some reprints. What do you guys think?
I think it'll be reprints, to be honest with you, with like what they've been bringing to the table with like these 25th anniversary
I want to say they'd be reprints, but here's the thing. It just seems like Eevee Heroes is such a popular thing right now that I don't think the Pokemon Company would sleep on giving this to you know, the Americas or us overseas.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're still gonna get it.
Like, but my heart says I want it to be Eevee Heroes, but, like, just based off of, like, what I've already seen with the anniversary events, like, I think it's gonna be reprints.
You know, last time, 20th anniversary, it was reprints of base set. I would love to see maybe some Neo sets reprinted. You know, nice. Getting, like, a reprint of that Lugia with like the 25th anniversary stamp in there, or the shining Pokemon that came out of those Neo sets. Those would be super cool, and I'd be totally down for that. But then again, I'd be totally down for Eevee Heroes as well. So
it's funny.
You don't know. And so I'm curious. I'm excited. I'm sure we'll find out soon. Because this will probably be releasing in October.
Ooh.
And October is coming faster than we think.
Wait, when does Eevee Heroes release?
In Japan, I believe it releases July.
Oh, let's find out.
Either June or July.
So that means we're going to get it a lot later then.
Yeah. That's why they're thinking it might be in our August set with Evolving Skies, or it could be part of our November set, or it could split the difference and be our 25th anniversary.
Damn, I look mad. I'm sorry. Jesus.
It dropped May 28th.
Oh. So it's already up. I was wrong.
Yeah. People are selling box sets for 102, 137 on Amazon. Is that worth it?
I don't know. Keep in mind that booster boxes only have 5 cards per pack from Japan as opposed to the normal 10 in the US.
All right, but I'm also keeping in mind that it's EV Heroes.
But you also have to keep in mind it's from Amazon and they're not always reputable.
Right.
So.
That or eBay, I think those are options right now if we want to buy within the US. I'll do some research tonight, and maybe we'll let you guys know what we decide to do with that.
Yeah. Okay, that is all of our TCG news. We have a few small things for the rest of the news, and then we're going to go from there. So, for video game news, we have some new rules for the VGC. For those of you who don't know, that's video game competitions, people who play competitively against other people.
And like Sword and Shield, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the rules are for Ranked Battle Series 9 season.
Season 19.
Season 9, 19. Series 9, Season 19. It's now live, and the rule set returns to the inability of using restricted Pokemon. This will run from June 1st at 4 UTC to June 30th at 2359 UTC. I'm not going to bother calculating that, Sam.
1159.
It's 1159.
I do not know military time. Within this 18th season of the Pokemon Sword and Shield battle has come to an end, and with it, rewards for participation in battles is now live. You can get them. You need to check your ranking in the ranked battle mode and then go to Mystery Gift, receive via Battle Stadium. These rewards include BP. An item ranges from Armorite, ore, and bottle caps, depending on your placement.
Yep.
Did you guys participate in that at all? Nope, because I am sick of getting my ass fucking whooped. It's embarrassing.
I don't IV train and EV train my Pokemon, so it's not even worth it. You know, you think these things don't make too much of a difference, and then you actually compete in, like, one tournament, and you realize how wrong you are. And so,
well, it's crazy how much like goes into it logistically, because it's just like, I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun, my Raichu's not that bad, and then gets fucking spanked, and I'm like,
the my steps... level 100 Rillaboom's fine. No, it's like a level 50 in comparison to some others.
Yeah, I don't know, it was embarrassing. I got fucking smacked so hard.
Yeah, same.
Thank you.
Yeah, I won one, and I was very proud of that one. But it's not something, unless I decide to EV and IV train, that I will probably do again, because it's friggin' hard.
I won 0.
This was after an entire weekend of competing.
Yay.
Yay.
Sounds like fun.
It is, no. If you're good at it.
Nope.
I'm sure the other people were really happy to go against us because it was just, like, easy points.
Yeah, they probably, oh, this kid's probably, like, 5. No, you were just actually just embarrassing, like, a 29-year-old man. Thank
you're
you.
You're 29?
No, I'm 30 now. But
Jesus
at the time,
Christ, you're old.
Dude, I'm fucking ancient.
Okay, so what did I see? Yes. Story time. I was at Walmart today, and I was going through, I was doing my shopping, and a mother and her daughter passed. The girl was wearing a shirt that said straight out of 2005.
What?
I have never felt so old in my life. I'm like, oh god, this
girl. How old did she look?
She was a teenager.
Jesus.
I'm like, oh.
Dude, every day, I'm just like, like, here's the thing, 30's not old, but I don't know what it is with kids these days. Oh my god.
Are you really going to be a boomer and pull the kids these days thing right now?
Do it.
Is that what you're doing?
Do it.
Yes.
Do
so
do
here's the thing,
it.
They make you feel and seem so much fucking older than you really are.
I don't know, it's kind of the opposite for me, like, I'm going to be 22 this year. Like, I'm 21 currently, and, like, kids will come in, they'll be, like, 17, like, super young, and they're, like, they think I'm the same age as them, and they try to, like, no, I guess it does, Makes sense. Like, they try to talk to me about shit, like, that doesn't make fucking sense to me. In a way, I guess that makes sense. But there's also the ones that are like, no, you're the same age as me, like, we gotta connect like that. And, like, that's weird, you're a
right,
child.
So it's like, it's like, I think it's a generational gap thing, right? Where I think, like, Gen X had a has a hard time connecting with millennials, right? Where you're born more closer to millennials, so like you're Gen Z by default, but in reality you are more in alignment with millennials.
You're
if that makes sense.
Weird, like, gap phase.
Like, I am a part of Gen Z technically, but like
you're
I have
more
the
of
lifestyle
millennial.
Of a millennial.
Right. So I think what it is, it's a generational thing, because when I see kids, I'm like, completely different generation from me. And so it's like, I think that's why I feel older than I am, because the generational lifestyles and trends are just like, listen, when I was a kid, it was hot pink stripes in your hair, little girl pants, and yelling, I'm not okay at the top of my lungs.
So get this, starting this upcoming year, we'll be working daily with Gen Alpha.
What's Gen Alpha? What the fuck is that? Is that a new
Gen
thing?
After Gen Z.
The iPad babies.
No, I guess that makes sense. The Gen after Gen Z. That's crazy to think about.
The millennials.
Ooh,
kids.
I don't like that.
Fuck, our kids are getting that age? Fuck me.
Like, it's the older of Gen Alpha. But I'm working with like 11 and 12 year olds. 13 tops.
So I'm going to go back to suggesting the mace ball pointer.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so that's all for VGC news. And you just watched us all three have an existential crisis.
Seriously, I hope you feel it. Anyways.
As we drink our chalky milk.
Yeah. A very slow event is coming to Pokemon Go.
I like how you just skip the first one altogether. You do this a lot. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it was. It's
Niantic has announced the next Pokemon Go event. This event is a very slow discovery event and is due to run from June 8th to... From 10 to June 13th at...
Eight.
You're giving me a stroke right now.
The fact that you missed 10...
I am,
and it is literally 10.
I'm
10 a.m.
I haven't recovered from what we just talked about. I'm having a major stronk. anyways, it introduces Galarian Slowpoke, Galarian Slowbro, and Mega Slowbro. I am fucking stoked for Slowpoke, Galarian Slowpoke. I feel like I have a Chrysler. I have a shelter on my head too.
It is said Galarian Slowking is taking its time to make its appearance. And its arrival will be slow, which means, aka, they don't have it in the game yet.
Galarian Slowpoke requires you to catch 30 poison-type Pokemon when it's your buddy before it can evolve to evolve Slowpoke. Slackoth.
Yep.
Gulpin, Spoink, Slowbro, and Vigoroth will appear in the wild.
Spoink?
There will be research to give slow rewards and Slowbro Mega Energy. Galarian Slowpoke, Alolan Grimer, Shellder, and Shinx.
And Timber
are 1-star raids. You see how I read that really slow?
Snorlax, Slowking, and Slaking, and Toxicroak will be in 3-star raids.
Say that 10 times
faster.
Mega
Slowbro will be in Mega Raids.
Say it as fast as you can.
There is a collection challenge to get an exclusive Slowpoke Forever shirt avatar item, 30 Ultra Balls, and 3,000 XP. There will be Slowpoke avatar items in the shop. There will be stickers obtained in Pokestops and gifts featuring Slowpoke. Did I just hear your knee pop?
Yes.
Like, that apart. Was a loud one.
God damn it.
So, very slow event coming. Sounds fun, actually. I'm excited to get some more Galarian Pokemon in the game. Even if it is a variant of one that we already have from Kanto. And it sounds like getting Galarian Slowking will actually be a challenge, which I'm excited for. It's not like, walk your buddy forever. Because that's what most of them are. So, good on Pokemon Go.
Yep.
So, going back up, Ahead of the Gible Community Day and Pokemon Go Fest, the maximum amount of Pokemon you can store has been increased to 4,500. To get this amount, you need to purchase upgrades, which increase your storage space by 50 a purchase. In addition to this, until June 7th, 2021 at 8 p.m. UTC, you'll be able to have a one-time purchase of 2 storage increases for the price of 1. Which is really good because each of these storage increases is 200 coins apiece. So you're getting 100 slots for 200 coins, which is much better than 50 slots for 200 coins.
Right. Also, just a reminder, GoFest will be worldwide again this year from July 17th to the July 18th. Tickets are only $5 this year and are available in the Pokemon Go shop. If you want more details, just check out last week's episode and listen to us talk shit about Brittany.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Moving on to the new product news. Because we're not fucking doing that, Jake. The Mario...
What? We were telling them to do it.
Yeah, so we're not fucking doing that.
I mean...
We as in, like, third person, like, all of us. Like, collectively as the community.
I'm gonna listen to it 7 times.
I'm going to die. By myself. I will commit the die.
What happened to our pact?
I am not enjoying this
app. It's off.
Okay, tell us about our new products, Brittany.
The Marnie Premium Tournament Collection Box will release on August 6th. So if you're a fucking Leo, that's when it's going to happen. When your birthday is close.
Okay, continue.
Because that's the Leo area.
So glad you know the zodiac sign for Leo.
I do. A new trainer's toolkit is coming to stores August 6th. 2 new Pokemon V boxes featuring Ice Rider Calyrex V or Shadow Rider Calyrex V will release on August 6th. Battle Stadium box releasing in August. That is a thing that is happening. The V-Strikers, Tins, Empoleon, and Tyranitar will be released on June 18th, which I'm actually hyped for because that's gonna be pretty rad getting a Tyranitar tin. Chilling Rain set and all of the products will release on June 18th, and then there is an exclusive Diamond Pikachu Funko Pop that has been announced. It is available for pre-order now. It is a GameStop exclusive, and it is beautiful.
Is it a different pose than what we've seen before?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Different pose even.
I think he's like standing on one foot and like kind of leaning to the side. If I remember correctly, I saw it like once today.
I might have to pre-order that.
It's
Can
super
they
cute.
Pre-order in stores or does it have to be online?
In stores too. Yeet.
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 That is all of our new products coming out. Be sure to check some of that stuff out. Chilling Rain is going to be our most recent stuff. We have Build and Battles releasing tomorrow, Saturday, June 5th. The actual set is releasing June 18th, so get your hands on some.
Moving on to miscellaneous news. I am super fucking hyped for this. There is a life-size Slowpoke that is being released in Japan. It is a 17-pound, nearly 5-foot-long Slowpoke plush that is going to be available for pre-order later this month. The plushie measures 25 inches high, 29.5 inches across, and 59 inches long. The plushie seems perfect for lounging on and will be pierced.
Priced. I can't type.
At $450, which is 49,500 yen. This thing is 3 inches, like, shorter than me. Like, it's fucking huge!
It is 4'11". So the really exciting thing about this is we have seen life-size plush come in the past. We've seen the giant ferret that was almost, like, 6 feet long. Not the Gigantamax Meowth. That one was pretty big, though. The life-size Pikachu was around 13 pounds.
Didn't they make
They made a life-size Psyduck.
It was a sheep Pokemon. It was not a Wooloo.
Mareep.
Yep. Yeah, it was huge. Yep.
Did you see the, there's this meme where Ash is holding the in-between evolution of the Cinnamon Legendary?
Mm-hmm.
Cosmoem. Right, and apparently it weighs like 2,000 pounds, and Ash was like holding it in his hand like
a snapping. Yeah, Ash is pretty
a bunch of Pokemon. Yeah.
And then like chucks a full-size fucking log.
Yeah. So, even though this is releasing in Japan...
That's why Ash doesn't age, just because he was made by Arceus himself.
That's the reason why Mewtwo put up that shield, because he knew Ash was going to throw hands and kill him. It's just Steve, it's fine.
Don't fucking say that.
Ash is a Pokemon.
It's 12:03, it's Steve's feeding time.
No, that's 3 in the morning.
He's on Eastern time. He's still kind of like jet-lagged.
I like hear weird shit in that bathroom too, and it freaks me out. I don't like that.
Is that why you don't like going in that one?
Yeah.
I don't like going in that one because you ruined the access point. Have to go around.
I need to fix it.
Dad,
just move them over.
How'd you not think about that when you were putting those in?
Didn't think that they would go in that far.
It's like, yeah. Where does the door go when it's being used, Jake? Where does it go?
No, we didn't think that the wall was that
thin. Obviously to a magical portal behind a Burger King into a fantastical magical land of Foon, Brittany. Fuck.
This isn't fucking Narnia, Jake.
Actually, it's Welcome to the Magic
it's
Tavern.
It's Foon.
Hello,
they have drunk flowers. Tavern. Wizards have two buttholes. And shapeshifters change shape
okay,
based off who they
have
sex with.
Okay, and tegus have two penises. What's your point?
Okay, anywho.
Thursday.
The point is that there is a high likelihood that we're going to get this Slowpoke in our stores as well.
Right.
Especially
be like
if it sells well. And Americans like everything bigger and better and more expensive, so you know it's going to sell well here if it goes in. But we'll have to wait and see.
Here's the thing. If I could get rid of these two chairs and just have like a fat Slowpoke.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Honestly, you could replace this table with this Slowpoke and it would be actually similar in size.
That is it, by the way.
Cute.
I think it's cute.
It is cute.
It's yeah.
Got a big fat head, but yeah.
Yeah.
This table would be similar in size to this Slowpoke because this is just a little over 2 feet tall. And Slowpoke is 2 feet, 1 inch tall. How do you feel knowing you have a Slowpoke right here? Ride these babies for miles.
Okay, SpongeBob.
Slap Slowpoke. You could ride this baby for miles.
It's yep. Not a boulder.
It's a rock. So, guess what, guys? We finally made it through all of our friggin' news.
How much?
It seems like we're not going to get to a main topic again.
Oops, all news, part two.
Part four.
Oh, what?
Actually, last week was fucking hit my head.
Yeah.
But
it was all news. So, let's...
I mean, it's good, though. Like, getting all this news, though, is good because that means...
The Pokemon company is moving and growing.
Right, we're, like... If I don't know if you remember, like, almost, like, towards the end of Season 2, we had a really hard time and almost no news. And we had to have a lot of filler, and I think... Because all these sets are coming out and 25th anniversary is going hard, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we have at least two more episodes that are just...
Oops, all news.
Tell me you found the Captain Crunch filter.
Find the Captain Crunch filter. Okay, so let's...
I wouldn't be surprised. Anyways.
Yeah. We have two more things we're going to talk about. First is going to be our new additions. We had a recent... live video where we're going to talk about what we got there and potentially anything else throughout the week. And then we're going to do our trainer challenge. We actually have one and it's interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm
excited.
It's
going to be fun. And it's going to have you guys kind of involved a little bit, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know. Anyways, new additions. I feel like Sam did the best. Brittany did second best.
No, you pulled some really good ones.
I know I pulled some good ones, but...
You want to go?
Yeah. So I got the shiny VMAX Ditto, which was pretty cool. I got, you know, Cramorant V, a Gyarados GX from the shiny... That shiny Hidden Fates tin did me really well.
That Hidden Fates tin was astounding.
You got
the shiny Gallipod. You got the birds... you got the Raichu promo, which of course is the most important card.
Right. I got a Crobat, shiny Crobat V. Let's see what else I got.
The shiny Crobat.
Oh,
V-Max.
I got the Wooloo, shiny Wooloo, baby boy. A shiny Orbeetle. Let's see what else. I got a shit ton of fucking Dreadnought.
Yeah, you did.
So yeah, and then like I said, I got the Ditto VMAX.
Oh
boy, oh no.
Your hot titties are falling.
Yeah, I got a bunch of the...
What?
Shiny Eskews. I got a cool Mew pin. Oh yeah, I got the tag team Moltres, Zapdos, Articuno GX card.
Like those birds. That's one of the better ones.
Right, too. That was one of the best pulls I had. A shiny Protogear was there. And the Gyarados, like I said. Cool little Charizard promo. So those are the cards. I didn't have terrible pulls. I had some okay ones. That I was pretty satisfied with. It was good. So I'm glad I kind of sat on
those boxes
for a little bit. We were able to do an unopening to show you guys and have you come along with that opening. So, and it's cool. And, you know, like I said, the Hidden Fates Raichu GX promo. I think I needed this card too still, so.
I gave you the jumbo.
The jumbo, yes.
Yeah, because I'm like, here, I have like 50.
Yeah, so super stoked.
Brittany, your turn.
What the fuck?
Brittany, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
It's your turn, Brittany.
No, not the turtle.
Don't fuck with Shuffle.
Rest.
So, Jake was very kind to give me
our Dark Lord Cramorant.
Some cards.
The Lord Cramorant.
That was awful.
One more time.
We gotta give like a cue. Breathe in.
We have to blink at each other like rapidly.
No, the cue, the breathe in.
Ooh,
good. I think we matched tones too.
Perfection.
All right. People fucking hate us. They're like, why did they? How do they? First of all, they're probably like, how did they come up with this fucking
okay,
shit?
Okay, the Cramorant was TikTok's fault. Just saying right there. Our Lord.
Keep do you want to know what my fucking cards are or not?
Yeah. No, sorry.
Goddamn. So Jake was really nice and gave me some packs, and I felt really bad about it, and I was like, no, you keep these, and he was like, you fucking keep these or I'm going to stab you in the ass, basically, and I was like, oh, what?
No, I threatened to kill Jackson, you're like, fucking do it.
Sorry, Jackson.
Yeah, I was like,
well, sorry for
ass.
The OnlyFans.
He's not going to listen to this,
it's
fine.
They're paying monthly, and they're going to get shorted out a month.
Honestly, though.
Who? Nope. And this month's set, Necrofeet.
Are you done?
No.
Let it out. No, keep going.
No, you're good.
You're done?
Yep.
Okay, so I pulled two amazing rares. One's a Kyogre, and one's a Veltal. Yveltal. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Veltal, though.
Yveltal.
Yeah. And they are fucking beautiful, let me tell you. These cards, like, they have, like, obviously the rainbow print behind the Pokemon, and then they have, like, these really cool moves that are also pretty.
Dude.
They look really good.
I love the amazing rares. They're such beautiful cards. They're so much fun.
Just and the it, texture on them and everything.
Right.
Like, they
it's
look
such,
super good.
It's such a simple, like, little, like, thing that's just, like, aesthetically pleasing. I don't know what it is. It's not a lot, but it's...
the best. 10 out of 10. But those are, like, the two main, like, good cards that I pulled, I suppose. Oh, no.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
Okay, when they ask, what's so great about Cram Daddy?
Cram Daddy?
And then there's...
You need to have that taken away from you.
God.
Forever.
So,
no.
What does this mean for the Dark Lord Shuckle?
No, Shuckle is not being replaced.
The Shuckle is our Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Is Cramorant the deity of the light?
Yes.
Cramorant can fucking kiss my ass.
Look, more church members. More church members.
She has a waifu.
I think
she's
Sam
a bitch,
joined
though.
A cult.
Okay. So, now that I'm done, I'm going to talk about the pulls that I got. So, I, out of the first partner pack, the Battle Styles pack, I got a Flapple V.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the Sun and Moon base pack, I got a Lapras GX, which was super cool. I've never actually seen that artwork before. Then during our unboxing, which I don't know why we keep saying unopening. I think that was my fault.
We're unopening. We're actually putting them back in the packs.
Well, I was. You weren't.
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
I got a baby shiny Sinistee, a baby shiny Wooloo. I got Dad Bod Rose. And then I pulled two gold cards. The only two in Shining Fates, the Eternatus V and the Eternatus V Max. And a Dreadnought.
We all got a Dreadnought.
We all got Dreadnoughts today.
Dude, did you hear? She's totally got that Dreadnought.
Yeah. So, it was super cool. First time I've really had a chance to open packs in a long time.
Yeah.
It felt good.
It really did. I miss doing it all the time.
Like, I would have been okay if I didn't get shit. Dude, honestly.
I had a dream about our trip the other day. Like, when we went to fucking Glenwood. I was like, God, I fucking miss those days. I miss that.
Dude, seriously.
We need to do another.
We need to figure out where's, like... We need to figure out where is doing cards.
Where is doing cards?
Yes.
We need to figure out where there are cards. Okay. So that way, like...
Wasn't the true cards the friendship we made along the way?
Yeah, but the whole
point... No, Sam, cards. What fucking cards?
The true cards.
I mean, so don't get me wrong. It was really fun just loading up a basket full of cards and people being like, what the fuck?
That was funny. That was cool.
But it was fun. We definitely need to do it again. I think we are up for a road trip round two. Maybe Costco. You'd have to go to Costco. It's a little bit further, but it might be worth it.
I've never been to a Costco, so I'm down.
Do we even have a Costco here?
No.
No, it's like...
the close one's in...
Edwards.
Gypsum.
Edwards!
Or it's right next to Gypsum. I think.
We'll look into it. Anyways, so trainer challenge this week.
Jake, this was your idea, so why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, so this trainer challenge is going to be extra thick, and that is with two C's. So I finally got Pokemon Snap, and today I came up with a really stupid thing for us to do together, but we're even going to take it the next step further. I noticed that Machamp has some really thick cheeks going on. He be clapping.
Set the sound of the cheeks. Jesus.
More muscle. So what we decided is for our trainer challenges this week,
we're going to take pictures of Pokemon butts.
Yeah. And so we are not only going to rate them ourselves by peaches, right? up to five. So you have up to five peaches. One being like, just generally thick. Five being fucking thick.
So one is like, that's a shitty ass, but it's like, it's an okay ass. So it gets one C, two has two C's, three C's, so on and so forth. Like,
right. So like
it gets, you know, better.
Five peach rating. And so we're going to rate it ourselves. And then we're also going to post it either probably maybe on a story or as a post, I don't know. We'll figure out a way. But you basically got to tell us how thick it is. Actually, we could probably do a thickometer, where like you could change. You know how
you
like,
move the slider,
but instead of like a regular like
one peach and then five peaches.
So basically, we'll have one slider, but the slider meter will determine how thick it is. And instead of like a smiley face, we'll change it to a peach.
I'm down with that.
But we want to get you involved, so we want you to rate
our Pokemon butts.
Our booties. I want to try to figure out to create an online album for people to rate the thickness of the Pokemon.
If we do it as a story, we can put it in highlights.
Right.
And then we can also have the slider.
I meant like in the game.
Oh.
But yeah, so that's our trainer challenge. Do you guys accept the thickness?
I do. Yeah. Down with the thickness.
Yeah, so this is our down... Ooh, that's the name of this title.
Down with the thickness.
Yeah, this trainer challenge is going to be dubbed Down with the Thickness. You know, and it kind of fits our summer theme because we got, like, super fit, thick,
wet,
Magikarp.
Hot, Magikarp summer.
Right. So, yeah. So there's a trainer challenge, guys. Don't forget, we have a 1-year anniversary coming up. We are trying to plan something super awesome for you guys, whether it's a giveaway or whatever it is. So in the next week or so, keep an eye on our social media so that way we can make that announcement for you and let you know. And then we'll have concrete evidence for evidence.
We might need some evidence just to prove we're doing it.
Some concrete details for on the upcoming episode. But we thank you guys, as always, for listening and supporting us with everything you do. We know that the TCG has been slow. We're trying incredibly hard to stay motivated. It's been really, really hard with how terribly slow things are. But I feel like opening these cards have definitely helped. So, anyways, as always, I am Jake. You could find me on Instagram and on TikTok at tattooed.raichu.
I'm
Smash Manta!
Still not right. If you... I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram.
Is it Bash Mantha?
No.
Clash Mantha?
No. You can find me on Instagram at band.the.trainer.
I don't know why I was going to whisper it.
I was waiting for something really intense.
I was going to do something, but then it just...
You were going to do ASMR.
I was. It escaped my brain, though.
You're like...
It was like, goodbye.
Fuck.
Shit. And I'm Britt. And you can find me on Instagram and the TikTok. The TikTok. That spooky Vaporeon that is spooky
with an I.
Not a Y.
It's so, yeah. With an E-Y, right?
Spooky. With, like, infinite E's.
Spooky.
That's spooky. That's with 6 E's.
Spooky.
That's spooky with 6 E's.
Amazing.
And you can also find her on OnlyFans selling Jackson's feet and Raptor's feet. And also this month you have a special set, the last set, Necro feet.
Ew, no. No.
Well, I'm going to have to kill him.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess. My stomach's like,
just how do you think he's going to take that?
Those dead footsies.
How do you think he's going to take it?
Don't say that.
When he knows he's gonna die?
Dead footsies.
Wait, what?
How do you think he's going to take it when he has to die?
Because
he's probably going to be happy that he's...
Tell him it's for his OnlyFans.
Yeah, I could. We'll see.
Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You guys should totally check the chat. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.